Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yes, indeed. On this Saturday morning, the 14th of June, I am joined from the University of Minnesota by Julie Weisenhorn. Julie, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Denny. How are you today?
I'm doing quite well. I have to say, I know folks who have outdoor plans, maybe a little disgruntled lately with all the rain, but I want to tell you something. After a couple of years of drought, my lawn is finally coming back, I think.
Yeah, mine too, and so are my plants. They're looking awesome. Yeah. We're having a garage sale this weekend, so it's been a little bit wet, but
yeah. I should say. Yeah, not great for that, for sure. But, yeah, really greening things up. I want to invite our listeners to join in. And as you know, Julie, we tend to get really busy on this particular hour. So if you have any kind of a lawn or garden question, you want to phone it in, you want to text it in, keep this one number in mind, 651-461-9226. What's new in your garden there, Julie? What you said it's looking good, but what is it? Why is it looking good besides the rain? What are you doing with it?
Well, most of my garden is are ornamentals. I'm not a big vegetable grower. I just don't have the space for it so much. I grow a lot of herbs in pots, so I've been working on those. And I have to admit, I am not a container designer. I fail miserably year after year with containers. But this year, I think I have it right. I've planted Verbena bonariensis, which is a very tall, kind of airy, pollinator-friendly plant. And then I've planted next to it a hibiscus, which is not the perennial hibiscus and not the ornamental hibiscus. It's actually a hibiscus that's harvested. You harvest the buds for teas. And then I've also popped an herb into each of those pots, things like sage or lemon verbena or lemon thyme. So I think I might have it right this year. I also have one big pot that's growing a parsley plant plus a lot of green onions around it. And my garlic is looking fantastic in the backyard. That is actually planted in a planted beds. So I'm looking forward to harvesting the scapes. Those are the flower buds from the garlic. And then also, of course, digging the garlic around. This year might be a little bit early. It seems like some of our crops have come up pretty early. So it'll be when those plants are about half dead, when they start to die back. And that's when you start to dig the garlic. And just an FYI, I know I say this every week, but we have an excellent webpage on garlic on our vegetables page at extension.umn.edu.
Well, I mentioned on the show last week to Teresa that I want to try that this year. I didn't realize you planted garlic in the fall.
It's a bulb like we plant our fall bulbs. It goes through the winter. You cut the cloves off, you plant them, and then voila, in the spring they start coming up. So it's a really nice plant because it doesn't require a lot of room per plant, maybe 6 inches. So you can put quite a bit of garlic into your garden beds.
Outstanding. Yeah, and check the university website. We mention that a lot for good reason. extension.umn.edu. Let's grab a call this morning, Julie. Let's see. Sherry's calling in from Stillwater this morning. Sherry, good morning. What is your question for Julie?
Good morning. I have a beautiful pink magnolia tree that has been pretty well established. I mean, it's about 10 feet tall. We bought our house back in 2019. So every single year it has been gorgeous. The flowers come out, the buds come out. But this year, for whatever reason, it looks like it's totally dead. At the very base of the tree, there looks like maybe a little green coming out, but there is absolutely nothing. You know, at the end, they had those little almost pussy willow looking things I thought were going to turn into something. We have a very well established big, you know, normal white magnolia tree here. But this one, I've never had to do anything over the winter, you know, to protect it. And the only thing I've ever had to do any of the years is maybe prune off some of the shoots that come at the bottom. But it's just, it's dead. You know how or what happened to that?
Well, this has been a very difficult year, the past few years, for many well-established plants in our yard. And we've heard this from a lot of people during our extension work. If you think back, you have to think back in history now, the past few years, we had in 2023 an extreme drought throughout the state, which put all of our trees and shrubs, long time established and new plants also, at a real disadvantage. And we went into a winter and it came out in a spring that was very wet at the beginning of spring, where I recall some flooding incidents. That too, on the flip side, is also stressful on our woody plants as well. And then we had a pretty good growing season. This was in 2024. And then we went into another drought, and that was last August and September. And then we had a winter this year that we really didn't have any snow to speak of. And that snow is a very important part of our winter season for our plants and trees. It helps protect the roots. It acts as an insulating factor. And so what we've seen is that the combination of these multiple years of stress and then the plants going into this winter with no protection. Because we had no protection on the soil as far as snowfall, we had frost depths that were extreme. They were much deeper than normal. And that was very hard on the root system of a lot of the plants and trees. Many old, much older than your magnolia. We've heard of people losing these plants in their yard. So I'm going to go out on a limb, and no pun intended, and say that that is what happened to your magnolia, is that it simply has died. It did not make it through the winter.
Wow. Too bad.
It's a sad story.
Yeah, I should say. 651.
We really need that snow.
651-461-9226. Texter says this. I read something recently that talked about a soil conditioner spray, which is a type of aeration for a smaller lawn. Are you familiar with that process?
I am familiar with it. I can't place the name of the practice. If John were here, he would know it right off the top of his head, of course. But as I understand it, it is better to do core aeration than to use that process, that it's not as successful in aerating your soil. So it's better to go with the mechanical method, and that is where the cores are removed and they're dropped back on the soil. They break down back into the soil. But you relieve that compaction of the soil, which helps with plant root development. The only one that I'm familiar with is corn gluten meal, and it's kind of a sketchy product. It's not; it has to be put on at a very particular time and temperature, and it has to be repeated. And it's not as quickly as effective as other synthetic pre-emergence. So it was a big deal back in the early 2000s, I think. And there is information online, a lot of papers written about it. but it really wasn't as successful and as easy to use for homeowners in particular. So there are lawn companies that practice organic methods, and you might want to reach out to one of them if you're interested in that kind of a product.
That's a good point. I know we have to take a break. I want to alert our listeners that we'll have space for yours. I'm looking at the callers as they come in right now.
Awesome.
I'll tell you what, let's do this. Don't forget Dad tomorrow. It's Father's Day tomorrow. It's going to be a rainy day. Showers likely, possibly a thunderstorm. You stay tuned to CCO. Could get a few showers today, as a matter of fact. But right now, it's overcast, 54 degrees for News Talk A3O WCCO. And good morning. Welcome back to this portion of our Smart Garden Show brought to us by Great Garage Floors. Welcoming your phone calls or text messages for Julie Weisenhorn from the U of M. Let's see. I was going to say, garage sale day. What's going on with this garage sale you mentioned?
We're having a garage sale. We're selling, we've got my parents' stuff and my in-laws' stuff, so... And a few things of our own mixed in, but yeah, we're trying to move some things out of the house. So
that's kind of stressful.
Everything must go. Sell, sell, sell. Let's go.
I've been there. I've done it. Yeah, and you're right. It's stressful.
Anybody
all right.
Who needs
in the
New York well, Yankee paraphernalia, come on over.
Oh my goodness! All
my
right.
Dad was a huge collector.
This reminds me of the old Home and Garden show I did at the Owatonna Radio. Okay, some of our perennials, Texter says, have overgrown their space. Can I divide or move them now?
Yes, it's a little bit difficult to do that, but just be careful with them and dig big holes around them to get as much of the root area as possible. And if you can have the hole ready for them, that works out well too. You can just pop them right in. It's a lot less messy, but, yeah, you can divide them too. It's harder to divide large plants like hostas right now because they've now leafed out and you want to, you know, it'll take a little bit for them to kind of recover and get back to a good round form. So, but yeah, you certainly can do it now, especially after this in this cool weather.
I've seen some videos of this next question. How do lawn services get those perfect lawn strips when mowing? That's the first time we've had that question.
I've never had this question before. I'm guessing that they're just really good at it, that they have good practice and that they are excellent at using a mower.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen it done, but unless you're going back and forth, you know, if you're doing lines, I mean, you're mowing the lawn as usual instead of going diagonally this way and horizontally that way.
It is a good comment though, because when you mow, you want to mow in different directions. You don't want to always mow the same
right.
way. Because you can form wheel ruts in the locations. You want to crisscross across that pattern so that you're not wearing areas of your lawn because your mower is going back and forth over the same area. So that's a really good point. I'm glad they brought it up.
Yeah. Another texter, by the way, if you want to join in on the Lawn and Garden Show, call Smart Garden, 651-461-9226. Julie, this listener planted 4 lilacs last year that bloomed in full sun. All of them. And in the fall, they all lost their leaves early due to powdery mildew. This year, only one flowered. Should I be worried about flowering next year? Can I do anything to help them bloom?
Well, the first question I would ask is, did you prune them at all? And if we prune lilacs, spring blooming plants like lilacs, too late in the season, as we did in our house here, because we had to size down our plants, they were getting kind of out of control. You will prune off the buds for the following season. So my question would be, if you did any pruning, you pruned off the buds most likely for the 2025 season. If they didn't bloom again, that would be my first comment, I guess, about the pruning.
I got to ask you, I'm looking at this next text, Julie, about a plant called a hellebore.
Hellebore. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, Lenten rose.
Okay. Well, good morning. This one says, on this nice rainy day, I have 2 hellebores planted 1 year ago. One has flowers in the stem. Do I cut these flowers with the stem, and will they grow more? I know so little of this lovely, beautiful little plant.
It's a really great plant. I would just leave them. They are an evergreen plant, and they're herbaceous, but they stay green through the winter. And they're not fast growers. They don't get really large. They're not, they won't, you know, double their size in a season, so to speak. So I would just leave them alone and let those leaves photosynthesize and put a lot of energy, especially if they're rather new plants, so that they can get really fully established in their location. But they're really, they're a really awesome plant. They're early spring bloom, kind of a big, I won't say a daisy shape, but it had, they have five petals, I think, or do they have four petals? But they're called a Lenten rose, and they're just, they're in beautiful colors and really kind of a subtle plant in your garden.
Okay. This texter, Julie, says, I put down some crabgrass preventer this spring and have an area that needs reseeding. Can I place a layer of new soil down and then seed?
Yeah, you can mix that soil, mix some seed into that soil and use that as a combination to just fill in those spaces that you need to seed.
Okay. This listener wants to know, can I split a hibiscus plant by cutting it in half?
I wonder what kind of hibiscus. If it's a perennial hibiscus, I am not, I love the plant, but I've never grown one before, so I'm not sure how they're divided. We do have a web page under our flowers section on Yard and Garden about dividing plants, dividing particularly perennials. So I would take a look at that and see if there's any information. So it's under flowers, and it's called How and When to Divide Perennials. It's a great site because it has a whole chart that you can look at. I think there's maybe 100 different plants on it that tell when to divide them. These are herbaceous perennials, and there may be hibiscus on that list.
Okay. We all welcome rain, Texter says, but in a situation of several days of heavy rain, is it possible or advisable to cover the ground near vegetable plants and let water run off elsewhere? I'm thinking of growing pots and raised garden beds.
Cover the soil. I'm not sure I understand the question. It sounds like I'm not sure what they want to cover the soil with, like a tarp?
I assume they don't say, but they just said to cover the ground. They don't say of what material. Good question, though. Is it necessary?
I think if it's bare soil and you want to just cover it, mulch is your best option for that. If you are planning to put in a raised bed, you don't need to put anything on the soil. Just build your raised bed. I do actually put in, for raised beds that we've done at the Foodscape, we put hardware cloth in the bottom of raised beds that don't have a bottom, which most of them don't. And that will help to at least reduce or prevent little critters from tunneling underneath the bed and tunneling up into your raised bed.
Oh, yeah, that'll do it. That's tough stuff. Julie, let us take a phone call before we have a look at that forecast. Dan's calling in this morning from Plymouth. Hi, Dan. What's your question for Julie?
Should I be deadheading my Siberian iris and peonies right now?
Yeah, that's a great point. I'm glad you brought that up because a lot of these, we've had a good bloom season for peonies, and my Siberian iris are just at the end of their bloom now. You do want to deadhead those and prevent the seed pods, unless you're collecting the seed for some reason, particularly the Siberian iris. But yes, you should deadhead those, and that will and kind of coax the plant into putting more energy into their root system rather than producing seed, which is their progeny, so to speak.
All right. Let us have
real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hang on, we'll have a look at that forecast and be right back with more of our Smart Garden Show. Julie Weisenhorn from the UM is with us this morning, answering those lawn and garden questions at 651-461-9226. We call it Smart Garden, presented every Saturday by Great Garage Floors. Stay with us. Good morning. Welcome back to this portion of our Smart Garden Show. Denny Long here, along with Julie Weisenhorn from the U of M, who is really lucky, and I know you've said it, to be officing at the Arboretum. What a great place.
It's a dream location.
I guess it is. Well, what's happening? It's such a great time anytime, but I love this time of year to visit the Arboretum.
Yeah, it's gorgeous out there right now. I want to actually mention a class that we have coming up on June 25th. It is the first in our series called Grow, Harvest, Eat. And people have heard Laura on the CCO show on Smart Garden. And she and I and our chef, Beth Fisher, have put together a great class. This is a series of classes. You can go to one or two or all. The first one is called Garlic on the Table. And the purpose of these classes is to teach, it's a very small class, it's only 12 people, but it's to teach people how to grow an important ingredient in that's seasonal, but then also how to harvest. And you get to harvest from our foodscape, which is the landscape around the Meyer Center at the Farm at the Arb that Laura and I manage. And then you get to take that food into the kitchen, and Chef Beth Fisher is going to teach you how to make an amazing menu, and then you get to eat it. It's fantastic. So the first one is called Garlic on the Table, and I'm just going to give you some highlights of the menu. A strawberry basil butternut scone with lilac sugar. That's your starter. The soup, it includes microgreens and asparagus salad and black garlic drizzle and crunchy hazelnut, bee pollen, duca. The main dish for the menu is fried wild rice with toasted sesame, chive eggs, and bright green herb sauce. You get a sweet that's a rhubarb cake with raspberry basil whipped cream. And then the tasting is all kinds of garlic tasting. So garlic scapes, green garlic, black garlic, and roasted garlic. We are there, Laura and I. Our master gardeners will be there helping with the teaching. It's a very one-on-one kind of feeling class, very small class. And you're in this gorgeous kitchen classroom where you get to work with a professional chef who started restaurants such as worked down at Lucia's and the infamous restaurant in Uptown, and then also at Wise Acre Eatery. So Beth is deep roots in the restaurant business around the area. And then Laura and I, of course, have deep roots in horticulture. So we're looking forward to it. We have six places left for this class. So again, it's a small class. So I hope that we see some of our listeners there.
How do people find out about that? How can they register?
You can come to the arb.umn.edu and click on the Learn tab, and then go to adult and food and culinary classes.
All right. Sounds marvelous. Great.
Yeah, it's going to rock.
All right. Well, good luck with that. I tell you what, Julie, let's grab a phone call this morning. Maggie is checking in from Minneapolis this morning. Hi, Maggie. What is your question?
Hi, good morning. Say, I got this Easter lily, and of course it's done blooming. Kind of feel bad about throwing plants away when they're alive, but what do I do with it? I mean, will it bloom again, or what to do with it?
You can plant that. You can take it out of its pot and plant it in your garden, and hopefully it will bloom again. Those are plants that are forced in the greenhouse, so they may take a year or two before they develop enough energy back in that root, back in that bulb, in order to bloom again. But yeah, you can certainly give it a try.
Okay. Dexter says this, Julie, a lawn in the neighborhood had a large area covered with black plastic until a week ago. That area is now just dead grass. What's the reason for this?
This is a method called occultation, where you are basically excluding sunlight from that area. And the goal is to kill off weeds and then to be able to rejuvenate that part of your lawn. You can also do solarization, which is a clear plastic method, and it heats up the soil temperatures very high. In both cases, it will kill organisms in the soil. So you will want to add in some, say, compost before you reseed that area, just to build up that the beneficial organisms that plants and soil need.
Okay. Dexter says this, Julie, I have spring bulbs I'd like to move. Do I wait until the stems to die back? When can I plant at a new location? And how do I store the bulbs in the interim?
So you can go ahead if you can move them right now, just dig them up in big clumps or, you know, with a lot of soil around them. You really don't have to wait till the stem dies back at this point, but you could move them now. You could also wait and move them in the fall as well, which is more the time that we plant these bulbs. And at that point, you would want to cut back the stems. They'd probably have died back by then. And then you could move them at that time too. So either way, it's a little more reliable to maybe move them. Well, not necessarily. I guess that you could move them either anytime at that point.
Okay. This listener did try this earlier but failed. They want to know what's the best time and process to dig and transplant lilac suckers. As I said, they tried earlier but failed.
Suckers. Yeah, lilac suckers. Let's see. So suckers, so lilacs are clumping plants. They basically send out multiple stems from the base. And the suckers are... You'd want to be sure you get a really good root system on that sucker. Sometimes the suckers are pretty young. So when you go to dig them up, just make sure you get as much root as possible. This is probably a pretty good time to do it at this point because we've had a lot of rain and it's relatively cool. It's a less stressful time for that plant versus, say, the middle of July when it's hot and dry. So you just make sure you get a good amount of roots on that sucker.
Okay. Another question via the text line. Should I wait until July 1st for my hardy hibiscus to show new growth?
Boy, a lot of hardy hibiscus questions.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to brush up on my hibiscus knowledge. I think that I would just wait. If it's been a really strong plant, and if it is usually July 1st that you see growth, then I would just hang tight and just wait to see if that comes up.
Okay. Good morning, Texas says. We have wild cranberry bushes along the walking trail by our house. They bloom beautifully this spring, but now the berries are forming and are soft and empty. Won't amount to anything this year. You think this is caused by some kind of disease, or are they just weather sensitive?
Well, I have no idea.
Yeah.
That's a stumper for me. These are viburnums. They're American cranberry shrubs. They're not the bog cranberries that we pick for, like, cranberry sauce.
Oh, they just had a follow-up, Julie. Oops, oh. I meant wild plums, not
Oh, wild plums. Oh, whew, okay. Yeah, they could be affected by a number of pests. There's, I think it's called like pocket, it's plum pockets or something, where the, I think that is where there is no pulp in the plant. And it's, I'd have to look that one up, but you could look up issues with, we have a good fruits web page, and there's plums on that web page, and check that out. So that's okay. At extension.umn.edu, and visit our fruit page under Yard and Garden and go to plum, or actually I think it's technically called stone fruits because it includes peaches and apricots as well and cherries.
All right. Julie, this listener wants to know, is neem oil a good product to use on the hostas that get powdery mildew and something eating the leaves, other plants as well?
Yeah, something eating the leaves could be slugs. We've had a lot of rain and it's cool, kind of slug weather. It could also be, if you had any kind of storms, it could have ripped the leaves also. Powdery mildew on hosta is, I haven't seen that before. And that may be a good indication that it's time to divide those hostas and space them out a little bit more, get more airflow around them. They're usually not, it's usually not a problem. It may be sun scald that you're seeing, and that's if you have done any pruning around those hosta and they've been more exposed to sunlight, and that can cause a kind of a weird burning cast to the leaves, and that may be part of what you're seeing. But powdery mildew is not very common on hosta that I know of. But again, I think I would think about dividing those and moving them around. Neem oil is more for insect pests like aphids and mealy bugs and white flies. And so I wouldn't use neem oil necessarily. I think it would be a waste of your product.
Okay. Listener wants to know, when is a good time to transplant peony bushes?
Peonies are transplanted usually in August. And we do have a very good video that came out on planting bare root peonies. So that would apply to somebody transplanting their peonies. Really good information. Peonies are particular on how deep they get planted, and they also take a couple years to recover from transplanting sometimes. So you have to be patient with them, but you do want to plant them very shallow. Usually it's about 1 inch below the soil surface, and that's done later in the year, as I said, in August.
All right, very good. Does winter sowing in milk jugs really work?
Yeah, it works. Teresa's the one who knows how to do that the best. There are some good information online from some of our local nurseries about that. I've read that. And also I think Teresa has an article on the Hennepin County Master Gardener webpage about winter sowing. But yeah, it does work. These are seeds, though, that you need, that need a winter cold period. So that it's a great way to sow native plants, which have to go through that cold period of winter. That's really not a place to start your tomatoes or your peppers, those warm season plants, those annuals, but really it's great for native plants.
Okay. Texter says, my amaryllis did not bloom this winter. It's been sitting in a window with a very bright light and has beautiful green leaves. Should I sit it outside for the summer, and should it be in full sun, and should I keep fertilizing it?
So amaryllis are a great plant to move outside in the summer. Mine do fantastic. They get a lot of rainwater, especially right now. And then they get a lot of, they just do an awful lot of leaf growth in the summer, which is great. And those leaves are really important because they're adding energy through photosynthesis back into that gigantic bulb that will then go on to produce the flowers in the winter when you bring it back into the house in the fall. The key to this is you could do a little light fertilization. You can set the whole pot outside and then just work it into the sunlight. So don't put it directly in hot sun right away. Keep it out of the wind when it initially comes out. Remember, you're transitioning from an indoor protected environment to a more outdoor, windy, sunny, cloudy, rainy, more diverse environment. and just move it into a shady, protected space first for a little bit, a few days or so, and then you can gradually expose it to more sunlight locations. Mine sit in kind of a part sun area, and they do really well. So in the fall, you're going to want to bring those back in before the cold and put them into a location that's dark and probably 50 degrees or so, just kind of a protected area, and let them just die back. Don't water them and they'll go dormant, and then take them out about 12 weeks later into a sunny location. We have a great webpage on Amaryllis, and go ahead and check that out for more details.
All right, very good. As we head to this break, Julie, the Abiders fans want to know when you're playing next.
We are playing at the Arboretum. We're going to be at Music in the Garden supporting the Arboretum on June 22nd, and we play at from 1:30 to 3 o'clock on the Newton Terrace. This is the terrace right behind the restaurant, so super convenient location.
And such fun. Let's hope for sunny skies.
We love playing out there.
All right. Hang on, Julie. We'll take this great break on our Smart Garden Show, brought to us by Great Garage Floors. Stay with us. And welcome back to our Smart Garden Show. We're here every Saturday, thanks to Great Garage Floors. This morning, Julie Weisenhorn answering all of those lawn and garden questions for you, and we still have time for yours. Here's a text, Julie, that came in a bit ago. It says, how do I kill the clover in my grass?
Aw.
Yeah.
Clover is a broadleaf plant, so you would want to use a broadleaf herbicide for that, or you can dig it up. It is a beneficial plant for pollinators. It provides some pretty good nectar, and so I tend to encourage people to tolerate it. So, but if you absolutely can't, then you'd want to use a broadleaf herbicide to remove it or dig it out.
Okay. This listener purchased two large palms from a warehouse club. Should we repot them from the range-growing pots?
Yeah, they're usually in pretty small pots at that point. People want to put them into something else. I would repot them into some a larger pot. Usually you go a couple inches wider at the diameter. And maybe there's you have some really cool, attractive glazed pots or resin pots that you can set that pot into.
Okay. This texter said, I bought a large pot of daisies. Can I divide them now and plant them?
Probably. Yeah, you could probably just take them out and carefully just kind of tease apart. Use your fingers and tease those roots apart and go ahead and, plant them out. Maybe they'll be three plants then at that point.
Okay. Looking at a text, it's not a question. It's a comment about regarding the dead magnolia tree answer. There has been a lot, this texter says, of magnolia scale the last few years. Even with treatment, I have many dead branches and the trees are in decline. That's sad.
Yeah, magnolia scale is a sucking insect. It has a protective armor over the top of it, and it forms these kind of black and brownish bumps along the stem. So the person who had that lovely pink magnolia could take a look at the tree too. It may be a combination of things. I kind of tend to find out when a plant dies, it's oftentimes a variety of things that are affecting it. Magnolia scale could have helped with that decline.
Okay. This listener planted Siberian iris 7 or 8 years ago, always prolific blooms, but this year only one flower in the whole bed. Can I assume they say that they need to be divided and when?
Yeah, division is an important thing with Siberian iris. They grow fast and they grow in big clumps, and you'll start to notice dead areas in the center of clumps. I have a patch in my rain garden right now that needs to be divided. And if I look at it, it looks almost like a donut if I look down from above it. The center, the oldest part of the plant has died. It's just the natural life cycle of the plant. So it's time now for me to dig up that clump and then divide out those live living parts and to plant them elsewhere or give them away or compost them or whatever it is you want to do with them.
Okay. So lawn question from a listener. I sprayed my lawn with a weed killer containing dicamba. How many times should I expect to apply to knock out Creeping Charlie?
Oh, my gosh. So John's recommendation for Creeping Charlie has always been a glyphosate and triclopyr combination of chemicals. And so dicamba, I'd have to look that up, and I wish he was on to answer that question. But you're going to need to read the label on the container and then follow that guideline. Now, Creeping Charlie is a pretty voracious weed. It's has a lot of tenacity. And so you may need to apply several times, but be very cautious with that, with dicamba and any chemicals at all. Read the label, follow the PPE guidelines, also the application as well. But oftentimes it takes several applications to get rid of those really tough weeds.
Okay. Listener says this via text, Julie, some of my river birch branches hang down so low they're hitting me in the face when I mow. Can I cut the part that is hitting me without cutting back the whole branches? First question, the tree was trimmed quite high up 2 years ago. I don't think I should go up any higher with removing branches now. Would this be an okay time to do that? No.
Yeah, you can head back. It's called heading back cuts, where you trim back to a node or a point at which a branch is branching out from another branch. But yes, you can kind of give it a haircut and lift those branches a little bit just so they're not hitting you in the face anymore.
Okay. Why don't my radishes develop anything but tops?
Let's see. Why wouldn't they? Probably too much nitrogen, maybe, in your soil. If you put a lot of manure into that soil and then planted your radish seeds, you could have a high level of nitrogen available, and that's going to produce a lot of leafy green parts of the plant and not a lot of the modified root, or which is what a radish is. It's a modified root. So that, I would say that probably next year might be better. Give it a year to kind of break down. And then reseed those radishes, and do it early. Radishes tolerate pretty cool temperatures. So as soon as that soil can be worked, then you can go ahead and plant those radish seeds. That'll give the plant more time to develop more.
Okay. This listener, we got a couple of minutes to go, Julie. I haven't planted any tomatoes yet. Is it too late?
Oh, no, no, no. You have plenty of time to plant tomatoes. In fact, you're probably doing okay.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Just holding off a little bit. So yes, you have plenty of time.
Okay. Let's see. We have a few apple trees. Texter says, is there a good product to spray to protect the farming apples from bugs? And when should they be sprayed?
You're probably too late to spray at this point. We have a good pest management on Apple's webpage, and I would take a look at that. But you have to spray pretty early because already I've seen apples that have formed on my neighbor's trees, and they've been they have a little ding in them, and that's the apple maggot laying its egg. So you're probably too late for spraying at this point. But you can bag your apples, and again, take a look at that page. It's under our fruit section on extension.umn.edu, Yard and Garden. And it has a great growing apples in home backyards, as well as a pest management page, too.
Okay. Question about my lawn. Texter says, it looks like it's getting rusty spots on the blades of grass. How can I stop this?
It's really just, it's not going to be an issue. It's just rust that does form on some varieties of grass plants. And you'll see that, and you'll eventually just mow it off, and those rust spores, they're more cosmetic than they are damaging.
Okay. A couple of reminders. One, Abiders are playing when next?
June 22nd at the Arboretum Music in the Gardens, back on the Newton Terrace behind the restaurant.
Okay. And
1:30 to 3.
And get to the Arboretum.
Yes.
There's lots of good things to do there. Yeah, now, what about this class?
Beautiful stuff. Grow, harvest, eat. We are holding our first one June 25th. You can sign up and register at arb.umn.edu. And we hope to see some of our listeners in that class. Laura and I are excited about it.
Absolutely. Julie, thank you so much. And get to the university website. Julie just mentioned it. But if you've never checked it out, it's a great reading anytime, especially on rainy days. Extension.umn.edu. Julie, right. We'll talk soon. Have a great
Thanks,
show,
Debbie.
And we'll talk soon.
Sounds good. You too. Bye.
Julie Weisenhorn from the University of Minnesota. Now, get those home improvement questions ready for Andy Lindis. That's coming up next hour here on our Home Improvement Show. Don't forget, Dad, tomorrow it's going to be a rainy day. We'll talk weather coming up here on News Talk 830 WCCO. Stay with us.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.